respecting the views of the child. We would like to inform the committee here that the government of Bhutan have initiated various initiatives, especially respecting the views of the children. And these are also included in the numerous standard operating procedures and guidelines as one of the principles, the guiding principles for all to ensure that the views of children are taken care. We would also like to inform that more than 50 children, as mentioned by the head of the delegation in the opening remarks, the children were given the platform to give their views in any decisions that were affecting the children's in their children's life. Numerous initiatives, especially in the development of the policy action plans that is concerning to the youth policy, children were consulted, and also in the development of the action plan, children themselves came up with the activities that were relevant for them and that were best suited. That is also what the government is also implementing in the ground through their views. I would like to now respond on the questions on the relevance of the assessments that were done in the tourism sectors, and also concerning on the standards of labour. The private and corporate sectors in Bhutan are regulated by the Labour and Employment Act of Bhutan, which aligns with the international standards and includes provisions aimed at preventing child labour, including worse forms of child labour and exploitation. Labour inspectors conduct regular unannounced visits to workplaces, including that are in the tourism and education sectors, to compliance with the labour standards, and especially in concerning to the working environment and the working conditions. Similarly, the schools are also being monitored, and for that, as one of the questions posed on the protection of children, especially for those who are working for and with the children, the National Commission for Women and Children also developed the Child Safeguarding and Protection Framework. This framework is aimed at attending the concerned agencies for direct disclosures, observations, suspicions and allegations, especially in the management and reporting of the incidents, and also the terms and conditions who work with the children, for children and with the children. Further, in coordination with the private sectors also, the child focal point from the Bhutan Chamber of Commerce and Industry is also appointed, and also ensure that children's perspectives and programs are also in mainstream into the plans and programs. Thank you.
Your Excellency, I think that might be a good moment for me to just check if there are any follow-up questions. I think Susanna Ho has asked for the floor. Any others? Follow-up, yes. Sophie.